Hello, I'm Steve Crampton, Assistant General Counsel for the American Family Association. The mission of AFA is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture and give aid to the church here and abroad in its task of fulfilling the Great Commission. Our vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training in the interest of cultural transformation.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show, Tim, Ed, Wesley, and now Chris Woodward joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. I just was reminded why I was in the band and not on the basketball team, because I tried to make a shot in the can over here and missed.
Yeah, that's only like 3 feet. And it's a pretty big can.
You could just about three do feet a tomahawk big jam.
Yeah. So you missed that shot?
Not with my little T-Rex arms.
T-Rex.
You're too hard on yourself, Chris.
You are.
You really
You're
are.
You're way too hard on yourself.
But now that's all I'm going to see
five,
from
six,
now on.
5'6". Did you say 5'6" and a half?
I'm 5'6" with shoes on.
Okay.
But he has...
I've had great impact.
I got a lot of heart, though.
As hard as he is on himself, he is wearing purple.
Yeah.
He got some confidence.
You may only be 5'6", but you have the heart of someone who's 5'8".
Yes.
You do, Chris. I was going to say the same thing.
You shouldn't have brought this up.
You always learn in life, though, there's always somebody taller than you.
And always somebody shorter than
and
you,
too. And you're Manute Bowl.
How you look at it.
Huh? Unless you're Manute Bowl.
Manute Bowl.
5'6".
Remember Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah.
He was Bugsy? He was lived right down in that street.
He was one of my people.
Was he on the Rockets?
He had rocket legs.
I think he was in the dunk competition back in the day, now that I think about it.
He was quite a player.
He couldn't outdo 5'4" Spud Webb, though.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Spud Webb could go. Huh? You remember Spud
Webb? Yeah.
Spud Webb could dunk.
You're starting to leave me behind.
I think he's 5'6". I think Spud Webb was a full 5'6".
Full 5'6".
Oh, yeah.
Look up Spud.
I'm going to do it.
Look up Spud Webb on the internet, on that there internet, and see if you don't
Spud Webb height.
See,
all right, let's see
how tall he
is. It's 5'7".
Yeah. Right. He's 5'7", and Manute Bowl was 7'7", I think.
Yeah.
7'6", right? Because we got a picture of them both over here.
Yeah.
It's like it was a modern day Mutton Jeff.
Yes.
That's what it was there, right there.
They weren't on the same team, though, were they?
All right, listen, I think we're getting a little distracted here.
Well, I
need to be distracted today as much as possible.
You're pretty wound up.
I'm pretty wound up.
I did, when I was, in high school thinking about what I wanted to do when I grew up, and I still have growing up to do, but when I was in high school, I wanted to go into sports. That was what I was going to do with broadcasting. So this was my way to have a sports
discussion. I thought you were going to say with your life. So I was going to say, which sport did you...
Muggsy Bogues was only 5'3".
Dad, you just can't help yourself. Y'all leave us alone.
That's who I meant. Not Spud Webb, but Muggsy Bogues.
5'3".
He's in the NBA.
Good for him.
Is that not a motivating story? I don't know what he is.
I feel motivated.
You can do anything you said. No, you can't. Really.
That's the next AFS project. Short people can do stuff, too.
I just feel bad. I know we're kind of going on here.
I'll
just say this one thing,
because
this is important.
Uh-huh.
Parents who tell their kids you can do anything and you can be anything you want, that is not true.
Well, right. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some.
And the kids find out that.
And the kids
like they find out about Santa Claus.
It's a bitter. Well, you need to be careful here.
Easy.
We're on the public airwaves.
I should have said that. Okay.
No, you shouldn't have.
Well, we are doing school hours, so you do get a pass there.
Yeah. You're talking about
homeschool.
Based on St. Nicholas. Okay, I've already warned you one time.
That's true.
Chris, all right.
Yes.
Let's reset this show on a more somber note and serious note. Do you know anything more about the Dallas shooting at the ICE Center yet, Chris?
No, nothing beyond what you reported.
Okay, in case you haven't heard, folks, in Dallas this morning, about 3 hours ago, there was a shooting. 3 or 4 hours ago, there was a guy, I'm assuming it was a guy, from top of a building near an ICE center, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. They were shot. Shots rang out. Two people are dead, four people injured. And according to the FBI, that the person who shot himself.
There's the image right there. I know the our listening audience can't see it, but the, okay. There's bullets right here, the image. And the FBI is reporting that the bullets that were found had anti-ICE messaging on them. Mm-hmm. And then, we're looking at the images right now.
Yeah.
It looks like they use a Sharpie on
them. Let me ask you this. Okay, now hear me out before you just blast me.
I'm not going to blast you.
We're not going to blast
you. And you might blast me if I'm in the water, out of the water.
Okay.
I don't even want to be in the water because you might blast me out of the water.
Blast out of the water. All right.
Could the people that were shot were the immigrants? Were the ones who were being deported, true?
Detainees is how they've been identified or labeled.
So the shooter either, A, what if he wrote this on there, but he's really
making
the other way.
Covering it up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
You need evidence for that.
Anti-ICE messages on the rounds.
Why would an anti-ICE guy kill illegal immigrants?
By accident.
Yes. This sounds terrible. Maybe he just opened fire.
Trying to hit randomly. ICE agents?
And missed.
We actually had this conversation in the newsroom right before I came in.
Yeah. Right now.
That makes sense.
We need more information, but that's the FBI is saying there were anti-ICE messages on the bullets, and they showed a picture of it where the killer was found. He had shot himself, evidently.
I'm going to be honest. Now you know more about rifles than I do, Wesley. That looks like a clip. Yes, I said clip for an M1 Garand from World War II.
It does.
It's not a magazine. It looks like a clip with five rounds. That if you've watched Saving Private Ryan, that's the weapon they use where they feed it in the top.
Why would you use something like that?
I don't know if that's the weapon the person had.
Unusual. That is not.
Do you know any other kind of rifle that uses a clip like that?
No, that's very unusual.
All right, so we'll see what happens there. All right, there's a big story that broke yesterday. We haven't even had a chance to get to.
How big?
Well, it was.
I got you on that one.
Yeah,
you're about to answer like
I was. That's what I do.
Yes, it is.
And that's really left
your
up
hand
to
hand
me
the baton.
To do that.
Yes.
Okay, like father, like son. Don't be a smarty.
You're welcome.
Don't be a smarty.
It's
people.
For the audience.
It will come back to you. What goes around keeps going around. That's what I was always taught. Huh?
Wesley,
right,
don't be a smarty.
Don't be a fool with your life. Yes. All right. Tell us about the YouTube story.
Yes. YouTube says it will soon let creators back on the platform who were previously banned over now-retired content policies, including those prohibiting what YouTube used to call misinformation about things like the 2020 U.S. election results and COVID-19 policies. A lawyer for Alphabet in disclosing the
What's Alphabet?
Alphabet is the company that owns Google and
YouTube.
Is
that YouTube. What they're called?
It's a parent company of Google and YouTube.
Okay.
A lawyer for Alphabet in disclosing the move said the Biden administration had pressured the internet company to crack down on YouTube content that government officials at the time deemed as misinformation about things such as COVID.
Okay, so Brent Creeley, our producer, rarely heard here, but a man of profound thought and
great power.
Yes.
Because he can make any of us sound like Donald Duck.
His intellect is somewhere between average and slightly above average, which that's a compliment. Anytime your intellect can be slightly above average, is that not a compliment?
It is, and it's funny how he's looking at me as he's saying that.
I'm
on the same camp.
I wanted to compliment you on that. You heard this story yesterday. Last night we sent it around. YouTube says now they're going to welcome back people they banned. Why did they ban? They banned us multiple times back in the day. What did they ban us for?
They banned us for what they called violating community standards. Now, we know the community standards was ivermectin or
hydroxychloroquine
that Ed would always say and get us banned.
Right. And I didn't say it. Ed said it, but it's okay. He had his conviction.
I will always say it. I will always stand for ivermectin.
So they banned us. I mean, YouTube wrote us and said, we're taking you off the air.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And a lot of people watch us on YouTube, but said, we're taking you off the air because you're giving misinformation out. Well, they didn't say that. They said you're violating community standards.
Right.
So we can never argue back with them because
they never would narrow down exactly what it was that we said.
Right.
So
we knew, right. looking at Ed, we knew what happened right there. Ed's giving medical advice.
I don't back down when it comes to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. I will never back down.
You don't? Can you spell hydroxychloroquine?
Have you always
can
been
I spell
that way?
You know that word.
Is that you or am I rubbing off on you on the never back down?
listen,
Ed's a Tom Petty fan.
But now we were now have we still been banned since then on YouTube?
So they ended up shutting that channel down.
So be quiet right here. We did an end run.
And I think the 2020 election was stolen. But go ahead.
No. get us banned again.
Well played.
Anyway, we're back on the air.
We are, but we went around and started a different. Right. YouTube channel.
We turned a new leaf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I probably shouldn't have said that.
It was like the old leaf, but the new leaf looked different.
It's exactly the same, but different.
All right. So anyway, YouTube's letting everybody back on. Dan Bongino's back, or at least not. He was one of the ones banned. A lot of conservatives were banned because questioning of what the government was telling us about COVID caused, and this is where. Back to your point earlier, Wesley, this is what Biden and the Democrats did.
Yeah.
They insisted that the social media companies in particular ban anybody who disagreed with the CDC.
Correct.
Or Dr. Fauci or the White House line on.
That's right.
On COVID.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think
from the White House down, they did that, and they did so because Zuckerberg, Ed reminded us of this in the last segment, but Zuckerberg has now officially admitted.
Yeah,
we covered this on today's issues the week of, but he officially admitted.
He said Biden administration weighed on him. I mean, they pressured him.
And by the way, this is kind of a complex issue, okay?
Which we can do here.
Well, we can handle this. Our IQs combined are all above average, just like Brent, okay?
We're at 120%.
All right,
here.
So here's three things that are critical to understanding this issue, folks. Ready?
Yeah.
Three things.
Well, I'm going to write them down. Go ahead.
First,
number one.
A company has a First Amendment right to, I'm speaking generally, to allow people, for example, YouTube, Facebook, to allow people to speak or not allow people to speak. Okay. It's a company. That's number one. Number two, if the government behind the scenes pressures them to take away people's First Amendment rights, that still counts as a violation of the First Amendment because the government is simply using YouTube to do its bidding to squelch people's free speech. And the third thing I will say that makes this complicated is some of these companies, including Google, Facebook maybe to a lesser extent, but certainly Google, some of these companies are so big you can't exist in our culture without access to them, so they become more like platforms that allow free speech than than a simple private business. So we've talked about credit card companies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Credit card companies have the right to say, well, if you make guns, we're not going to let you have one of our credit cards. Okay. Technically, that is your right, but you can't. When things become so big, and there's only three or four credit card companies out there, you are essentially ending the possibility of someone participating in the culture. You can't have like the carriers for phones say we're a company. We're not letting you use the airwaves for the you can't use the internet. All right, you are keeping people from accessing now, normal life, and so it becomes kind of complicated.
You're opening up new doors here. Our old doors. Remember?
Yes,
remember
the and old wounds.
What Ed's done his whole life.
That's right. Opened up new doors, old doors.
Yeah, for meeting people.
And when you were saying that, that reminds me, even for the – remember we talked about conflating things. You got government versus private. Here was the problem with the social media, and I can make a case.
During COVID, what we're talking about here?
Yes. During COVID, I can make a case that even they – were violating the law because they were getting funds as if they were a platform versus a
publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you remember this argument?
Yeah.
And so they were if you're a publisher, you can correct things, you can change things, you can edit things,
you can refuse things,
but when you're a platform, they were getting federal money for being a platform. Dad, I need some MAGA here.
Yeah, okay? I understand.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Well, it's just like locally, there is a company that you get your electricity from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes these are tied to the local city government, but sometimes they're private.
Utilities.
Mm-hmm. You can't say, well, we don't like American Family Association, so no energy for you.
Right.
Okay. At some point, these companies become large enough that you have to access them or you can't participate in society.
But the point is here that the federal government through and the president of the United States, his administration, Joe Biden, was pressuring the social media giants, YouTube, Facebook, and others, to do censoring on their behalf over COVID. I don't remember much about the election results, I don't remember much.
Basically, talking about how Biden.
You mean that too?
Things.
Got you banned. And
pretty
everything.
Much.
So anyway,
any speculation.
And by the way, this is also why Elon Musk got so much hatred when he bought Twitter, because now the left couldn't control Twitter either.
That's right.
Okay, and that made them
That's
crazy.
True.
Yeah, he
That's
believed
true.
In free speech.
Next story, Chris.
Well, since the passing of Charlie Kirk, a number of legislators, federal, state, and local, as well as bureaucrats, have talked about efforts to try to honor the slain Christian and conservative activist. For example, on her radio program this morning, R. Jenna Ellis discussed efforts in a county in Florida to rename a portion of a road or highway after Charlie Kirk, and it looks like they are going in that direction. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, Education Secretary Ryan Walters wants to put TPUSA chapters in Oklahoma schools. Clip 15.
I'm excited to announce today that every Oklahoma high school will have a Turning Point USA chapter. We have seen the outpouring from parents, teachers, and students that want to be engaged in the meaningful work going on at Turning Point. They want their young people to be engaged in a process that understands free speech, open engagement, dialogue about American greatness, a dialogue around American values. We're so excited to partner with Turning Point USA with this initiative. For far too long, we have seen radical leftists with the teachers union dominate classrooms and push woke indoctrination on our kids. They fight parents' rights. They push parents out of the classroom. And they lie to our kids about American history. What we're going to continue to do is make sure that our kids understand American greatness, engage in civic dialogue, and have that open discussion. We will continue to do all that we can to make sure Oklahoma students have the best education possible.
That was who?
That was Education Secretary Ryan Walters of Oklahoma.
Yes, he's been here with us.
Yeah. I tell you what's interesting is I see more and more students now who are willing. I'm not so sure in like high school, but certainly in college campuses, but maybe in high school too, high school classrooms, who are willing to use their phones to catch their instructors saying bad things about the country and promoting their own particular, cultural, political beliefs. And so these instructors are having to answer for it. And I'm glad that some of them are being exposed.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily even in recent years that professors have gone woke or said crazy things in class. I remember 20 years ago when I was in college, I was in a mass media law class to where we were supposed to be going over things, laws and regulations involving what you can say in print and in broadcast. And I remember someday, for just some random reason, our professor decided to take time out of mass media law class to share her two cents on why the Supreme Court should never overturn Roe v. Wade. So, and that was 20 years ago. And I'm sure there was a lot of gobbledygook and nonsense from like the Berkeley professors back in the day. Oh, yeah. And stuff like that.
But you could never prove it.
That's true. Yeah. We didn't have, back 20 years ago, we didn't have the smartphones like they do today. But to your point, there's a number of organizations now, like Young America's Foundation, Campus Reform. They have tip lines where they ask students to record and send these things in. Parents Defending Education also has something similar. And it's because of those efforts that we've actually had the stories and the sound bites from people on these kinds of crazy things over the past couple of years on the show, which is now on YouTube.
Next story, Chris.
All right. There is some research out there that finds a lot more men in America, particularly 30 and under.
What did you say?
Men in America, particularly.
Oh, that was a good.
I kind of stumbled over it. But anyway.
It's okay.
Men under the age of 30 are putting off marriage. And one of the reasons might be the fact that they can't find people that agree with them or align with them ideologically. For example, Fox had this story today. Men are becoming more conservative, whereas women, according to some researchers, are becoming more liberal. And one lady weighing in on that is a conservative lady by the name of Kaylee McGee-White at Independent Women's Forum, clip 16.
Part of the problem is there's a massive ideological rift right now between young men and young women. And this bears out in the data. Young men have been leaning more conservative for the past several years, while young women are becoming more and more liberal. And this is reflected in the things that they value. There was a recent NBC survey that found that family and marriage were top priorities for young men, and they were dead last for young women. So until we start to bridge this gender gap, I fear that the dating scene is going to remain very difficult for Gen Zers.
Wow, that's sad. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing stuff on social media that kind of indicate that, but I thought it was anecdotal. She's saying the data is starting to prove this. Young men want to get married and have families, but that is dead last for a lot of young women. And I have been hearing about this political divide, too, between young men and young women, and they are worlds apart. Mm-hmm. This is sad for the prospects of, if you're trying to, young men, if you're out there and you're trying to find a fine young woman to marry, go to church. Mm-hmm. Go to a Bible-believing church and find someone there. With
hit on girls.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying
at church,
get involved, and you're going
worship the Lord.
You're going to.
Good grief.
Okay. Well, you know, some people can do more than one thing at the same time. Yeah. I met my wife at a Bible college, Tim.
I think what you're like saying God. Is the odds are if you go to church.
Thank you, Wesley.
You're most likely to find someone who also believes in what the church is teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. And there has been a big uptick in interest in going to church and reading the Bible.
And
so
you can see that.
I'm glad y'all clarified that, because that sounded bad. It said, hey, if you want to find a girl, man, go to church. Don't go to the bar. Go to church and hit on the girls there.
I didn't say hit on. That
was a crude way of saying, stick them out. Find you a woman at the Sunday school class.
Let's play that. Okay, we'll do it the other way. Dad says to go to the bar.
Yes.
I did not say go to the bar.
Okay.
Yes.
I just heard that.
No, listen.
I know.
I know Ed's heart.
I bet you don't know what's in it right now.
It's 60% good.
That's funny.
I just had cataract surgery. I'm not supposed to be laughing this much.
Okay.
It's going to pop out.
Anyway, where were we?
I don't know. You're not getting any help from
me.
We're
at the end of the program.
Oh, yeah, there's
you're
music.
Adrift on a stormy ocean, and I'm watching you flail about. Go ahead.
We're out of time, and that's probably a good thing. Okay. And we hope that you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.